Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Come on in, everybody. Come on in, everybody. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. Apologize for the delay this morning from our app. Just a little bit of a connection issue, but we got it connected and we're in here. Let's get it and let's go. Hey, listen, we normally pray on Monday evenings at 7 p.m. And so, of course, we're going to pray today. And this morning, and it'll replay again tonight at 7 o'clock Mountain Time, 9 o'clock Eastern Time. But it is 9 a.m. Mountain Time, 7 o'clock Eastern Time. Come on in, everybody. Merry Christmas to you. Listen, this is the day that the world sets aside to honor the birth of Jesus. The Bible says every knee should bow and every tongue will confess that Jesus is Lord. And so on this day, the world literally pauses to make that acknowledgement. The world literally pauses to make that recognition understood. And so I think that it is powerful, because whether a person says they believe in Jesus, they believe in God or not, today, I bet you're bowing the knee. And I bet you're confessing with your mouth. Even the mere words, Merry Christmas, you're confessing with your mouth. Even altering your schedule today, you are confessing with your mouth. And so we're going to pray today, just like we normally would pray on Mondays. But we're just doing it a little earlier today. And then it'll replay tonight at 7 o'clock. Do me a favor, like the video, tell me where you're watching from, and share when you come in, because when you share, people get saved. Guys, I've got an amazing praise report about, first of all, you all know, and if you don't know, you're about to know, but the amazing number of decisions. Oh, let's move that lamp there. The amazing number of decisions of people that have given their lives to the Lord so far this year is over 3,000. Can we give God praise for that? It's over 3,000. That is amazing. Not to see that amount of people come to the Lord in one year. Our goal was only 2023, and we've seen that number exceed it. Can you just type, he exceeded it? He exceeded it. But yesterday, so let me tell you this. So yesterday, first of all, in all three locations yesterday, Denver in the morning, online throughout the day, and then, of course, Atlanta, where we've been doing these interest services, is we're just building this initial team so that we can eventually launch our research here in this area. Yesterday, people got saved in every location. Can you just put that in the comments? Every location. People got saved in every location yesterday. And last night, we saw almost 20 in-person salvations in Atlanta. It was phenomenal we're gonna make up a word time yesterday, and people came to the Lord. And so let me thank you for those of you who are faithful givers. Your faithful giving made it happen yesterday. And that we were able to bless so many families, and to God be the glory for that. We've got just about a couple of hundred of toys that we have. They're still in Denver, and we're completely out here in Atlanta, but we got a couple of hundred left. Come on, witness. And so we've got a couple of hundred left in Denver. And so we'll tell you how we're going to bless other people with that, because you all know we're blessed to be a blessing. So shalom, everybody. Then this is early for me, because it feels like it's 7 o'clock to me. But it's 9 o'clock Eastern time. Come on in, like the video, tell me where you're watching from, and share. We're going to pray on Mondays just like we normally pray. Hey, listen, this is Jesus' birthday. yesterday we used to honor his day. And so somebody said, you're going to do prayer and it's Christmas. I said, why would I not do prayer? This is his day. This ain't my day. This ain't your day. This is the Lord's day. And we should honor him for this day. I want us to jump right into prayer, and we're going to move in what God. It is early, but you know, that's cool. I love it. And then on the East Coast, right? I mean, West Coast, it's 6 a.m. I know, right? But to God be the glory for that. All right. We're going to jump right into prayer. And I want to encourage you, because this is the, by this time next week, you will be in a new year. By this time next week, it will be a new year. Can I get somebody on TikTok, somebody on IG? Text Harvest to 55498. Text Harvest to 55498. When you do that, it's going to give us the ability. You want to get the Harvest app. The Harvest app is the best way to stay connected to all things Bishop Foreman, best way to stay connected to all things Harvest Church, wherever you're at. All right. And let me just say, yesterday's message, it was a word. It was amazing yesterday. It was absolutely amazing yesterday. The word was from crying to celebrating. We talked about how when Jesus was born, we're going to hit that in prayer tonight a little bit, how when Jesus was born, his birth was not perfect. And we're going to hit all of the elements of that message in prayer today. But because this is the last prayer before you're in a new year, we got to pray to end this year strong. Can you release that in the comments? I'm ending strong. I'm ending strong. I'm ending strong. Let's go. Father, we honor you and we bless you today. We thank you for your goodness. We thank you for your love. We thank you for your kindness. You are good to us. You've been amazing to us. Thank you, Lord, that this is the day we used to celebrate you. This day is bigger than us. This day is about you. So we tell you, thank you. This day represents the day that you stepped out of eternity and stepped into a body and became a man to teach us how to be men and women. And we thank you, God. Thank you for thinking enough of us to make the sacrifice to give your life for us. We tell you, thank you for that in the name of Jesus. We celebrate you today. Because this day represents you. This day represents when you stepped out of streets paved with gold to come into a dirty, stanky, filthy barn, all so that we would have life and life more abundantly. So we tell you, thank you for that, God. It's bigger than gifts. You are our gift. It's bigger than presents. Your presence is our present. And for that, we say thank you in the name of Jesus. We honor you tonight or this morning, God, because we recognize that you didn't have to do it, but you did it anyhow. So we enter your gates with thanksgiving and we enter your courts with praise. We are grateful unto you, God, and we bless your name. There's no God like you. There's no God beside you. You have been faithful. You are consistent. You're Alpha and Omega, beginning and the end, the first and the last. Father, you are our God. That word God means you are our source. It comes from the word Gudam, which means you're our source. You're the source of our strength. You're the source of our courage. You're the source of our hope. You're the source of our faith. You're the source of our belief. You're the source of our money. You're the source of our income. You're the source of our favor. You're the source of our grace. You're the source of our mercy. You're the source of our bounce back. You're the source of our second chance, third chance, fourth chance, another chance. You're the God that gives us the ability to get back up again. You're the God that ensures that the enemy never, ever rejoices over us. And for that, we give you glory. So today, God, as we bless you on this Christmas, we just tell you thank you. We just want to let you know your presence is our present. If nobody got us anything, God, you have given us more than enough. You've given us everything that we need. And for that, we tell you thank you. If nobody else gets us anything, if nobody else appreciates us, we know that you think we are worth dying for. And we thank you for that. Thank you for the 33 and a half years that you spent on this earth living a perfect, sinless life so that when we receive you, we would get credit. Righteousness would be imputed unto us as if we had lived as if you lived. And for that, we tell you thank you. On this morning, God, on this Christmas morning, we tell you we bless you and we honor you and we celebrate you, God. Forgive us for ever being ungrateful. Forgive us, God, for ever being feeling entitled, forgiving us for thinking that you owe us something, God. You have done more than enough. Come on here, y'all. You have done more than enough. And for that, we give you glory. And for that, we give you glory. And for that, we say we love you. And for that, we say we praise you. And for that, we let you know that we found our God. Our search is over. Can you put that in the comments? My search is over. Our search is over. We're not looking for another Savior. We're not looking for another way. We're not looking for another type of spirituality. Our search is over, because everything we need, we find in you. We find the supernatural in you. We find the mystical in you. Because sometimes, God, when we look at how you work and we look at how you move and we look at how you operate, it gives us the sense of mystery that sometimes people seek over. Our search is over. We're not looking to no pyramids. We're not looking to no Islam. We're not looking to Judaism. We are not looking to any self-centered belief. Our search is over, and we found our Savior, and we found our Lord, and we found our God. Come on here, y'all. Let's pray. You are that for us, and we tell you thank you. Father, we refuse to accept the belief patterns of the world that switch. One week is this, one week is that, one week is this, one week is that. We refuse to say it's Jesus plus anything. No, Jesus is everything. It's not no Jesus plus. It's Jesus is. Our search is over. And for that, we tell you thank you. Now today, God, we ask that you forgive us for our sins, those committed knowingly and unknowingly. Forgive us today, God, for our transgression. This is where we have willfully done what we knew to be wrong, but we did it anyhow. And we ask that you forgive us today, God, for our iniquity. This is generational sin that's been passed down and around. We ask that you forgive us for that today, God. And we pray that over these next few moments, as we pray, God, guide our tongue. As we pray, God, guide what we say. Give us, like Isaiah said, the tongue of the learned. Let us pray and let us speak in such a way that it is clear, Father, that we are asking exactly for heaven to invade and to interrupt our lives exactly as it needs to be. Let us be specific and strategic. You said that the effective and fervent prayers of the righteous, they availeth much. Effective means specific and strategic. Let us be specific this morning. Let us be strategic this morning. You said the effective and fervent prayers of the righteous, that they availeth much, that they availeth much, that they get things done. Let us be specific, let us be strategic, but then fervent there means passionate and persistent. Let us be specific, strategic, passionate, and persistent. Let us be specific, strategic, passionate, and persistent, God, which means you pay attention to the way that we pray. You pay attention to the way that we come at you. So we come at you with passion today, God. We're fired up about you. We're on fire for you today, God, because you pay attention to the way that we do it, not just what we say. This is why your word says things like you love a cheerful giver, which means you're paying attention to the way somebody gives, not just that they give, but you're paying attention to the way somebody gives. And for that, we say thank you in the name of Jesus, and we bless you, and we honor you, and we glorify you today in the name of Jesus. Come on, y'all, let's go a little further. On this Christmas morning, we want you to know, Father, that we are going to end this year strong. Father, there are now 6 days left in this year. And in 6 days, Father, you made everything, because on the seventh day, that was the shalom, that you rested, not because you were tired, but because you were done. Which means, God, in these 6 days, you're about to create something. In these last 6 days, Father, we saw you make everything. So we believe in these last 6 days of 2023, Father, that what has not been done all year will be done this week. Come on, y'all, pray with me. What has not been done all year will be done this week. What has been pending all year will be completed this week. What has been in the works all year will be done this week. What we've been working on all year, we'll be able to say we not wrapped it up. We wrapped it up. We put a period on it. We put a semicolon on it. But there's been progress. Let us make progress in this last week, God. While many people are being lackadaisical and many people are saying, I'll deal with it next year, we are those. I believe John chapter 2, that you save the best for last. You save the best for last. You save the best for last. So that's our confession over these last 6 days of this year, that you have saved the best for last. And we intend to squeeze every blessing, every breakthrough, every favor, every dollar, every hookup, and in the sense of somebody helping us with something or being a help to us, we intend to squeeze everything. According to Psalm 67, let the earth yield. Let the earth yield what belongs to us. Let the earth yield everything that it belongs to us. Let the earth yield its increase. That's Psalm 67:5 and 6. We pray that the earth would yield its increase in the name of Jesus. And we will end this year saying that 2023 has been a record-breaking year. We will end this year saying that 2023 has been a year of jubilee. You told us 365 days ago, you told us, God, that 2023 would be a year of jubilee. And jubilee represents three things. Come on, y'all, pray with me. Jubilee, number one, represents celebration. That means win or win for us. And this year, that's exactly what we've seen. It's been win or win for us, God. Even when we felt like we were losing, we won. Even if it felt like things weren't proceeding, we won. God, let the numbers reflect. Let the numbers reflect. Let the reports reflect. Let all of the details reflect that this year we won. Let it reflect that this year we won. Let every spreadsheet we look at say that we won. Let every report that we look at say that we won. Let every metric that we measure say that we won. Because it was win or win for us in a year of jubilee. I declare, God, that what we felt like was failure, you flip that thing. We won't see it as failure. We will simply see it as a victory. We will see it as a victory. We will see it as a victory. Even the things that felt like they were stressing us out or angering us, it was really a victory. Let the record reflect over these next 6 days that we won. Watch me. The praise reports reflect that over these next 6 days that we won. Come on, all three of the jubilee hit me yesterday. Come on here. Let it reflect that we won. We won over sin. We won over the plan and plot over the enemy. We won over death. We won over death. We won over death. We won over death. We won over suicide. We won over accidents. We won over air accidents. We won over car accidents. We won over haters. We won over Judases. We won over betrayal. We won over anything and everything that's trying to come against us. Let the record reflect that we won in the name of Jesus. Let the record reflect that we won. Let the record reflect that we won. Watch me. Even when things went crazy, we won. Even when things went according to a different plan, we won. Even when things seemed hectic, we won. Even when we thought that this was going to be the end of a thing, we won. Let the record reflect that we won. It was win or win for us this year. Losing was not an option. So anywhere, God, where we seem like we lost, or we feel like we lost, or we feel like it didn't go the way that we wanted for it to go, let the record reflect that we won in the name of Jesus. The second thing about a jubilee year is that a jubilee year, it represents emancipation. This means freedom. Freedom means that we will no longer have the restrictions that we've had in previous years. And God, we have seen this year that we've done some things that, watch me, that we would not have done in previous years. Wave at me if you've done some things that you would not have done in previous years. Wave at me in the comments if that's been you. You did something you would not normally do. You took a risk you would not normally take. You began something you wouldn't normally begin. If you have done anything that was outside of the box or outside of the normal confinement you keep yourself in, wave at me. Let the record reflect. Why is it important for the record? Because God keeps records. He named a certain place called Ebenezer, which means hitherto or up to this point, the Lord has helped us. God told his people to keep records so that anytime they felt discouraged, anytime they felt defeated, anytime they felt like things weren't going well, he said, go check the records. He said, go check my credit. Go check the records and see just how good I've been to you. Go check the records and see just how much I've done for you. And when we check the records reflect that we've had emancipation. You set us free, God, not from nouns, people, places, things, and ideas. You set us free from certain people, people that were negative and toxic attachments. You set us free. People that we thought, here it is, we couldn't do life without. You set us free in the name of Jesus. You set us free from some people this year. People whose words would shut us down, you set us free. People whose words would twist and turn and malign our emotions in a negative way, Father. People who we were depending on and counting on, God, we watched people, Father, become undependable. We watched people become unfaithful. But here's what you really did. You gave us freedom from people. Come on here, y'all. We watched people who said they were committed become uncommitted. But what you were really doing is setting us free from people. What you were really doing was showing us that we can get it done and have emancipation from who we thought we had to have, from who we thought we needed. Father, we've watched you this year raise up people to sit in the seats that other people were in. We've watched you, God, raise up a system so that a person wasn't necessary in certain areas. And for that, we tell you thank you. Is there anybody on prayer beside me where you watched God set you free from some people? And sometimes the way that he set you free from them was that they had to do you dirty. He set you free from them and they had to betray you. He set you free from them and they, watch me, since you wouldn't dismiss them, he had to make them walk away. He set you free from some people because he lets you see their real heart. He lets you see their real motive. He lets you see their real intentions. And when you saw the truth, it gave you freedom because you're so loyal to people. You're so consistent to people that if the Lord didn't do it and he didn't show it to you, you would have still been faithful to what wasn't faithful to you and consistent to who wasn't consistent to you. And you would have still been fighting for who wouldn't cross the street for you. But Father, thank you for setting us free from people this year in Jesus' name. We bless you. We bless you and we honor you. We honor you and we bless you. We bless you and we honor you. We honor you and we bless you. We bless you and we honor you. We bless you and we honor you for that. Father, thank you for setting us free from some places. Father, thank you for not letting us be landlocked. Thank you for showing us, God, that we're bigger than a zip code. Whatever your zip code is, I need you to just type this. I'm bigger than and put your zip code in. I'm bigger than and put your zip code. If you don't want to do your zip code, just put your city. ATL, Denver, Wichita, wherever you're from. I encourage you to put your zip code to be specific. Father, we thank you that you have shown us that we are bigger than a zip code. We're not landlocked. You freed us from the belief that we can only do certain things in certain places. You freed us from the belief that we can only do certain things in certain places. Come on, you're bigger than 30263, bigger than 30127, bigger than 28086, bigger than 11233, bigger than 77021, bigger than 80249, bigger than 314. Bigger than 33127, bigger than 822, bigger than 30126, bigger than New York City, bigger than 08066, bigger than M1B5, M2, overseas, bigger than 11216, bigger than 53208, bigger than 10578, bigger than 38115, bigger than 20716, bigger than 720. Father, thank you that you have made us bigger. You this year, you showed us that the world is bigger than the 15 miles around where we live. This year, you showed us that we can get more done, watch me, in a multitude of places. You showed us that there's more in us that can be landlocked. Come on here, y'all. You showed us that there's more in us. There's more in us. You showed us. For many, they took trips and traveled and saw other parts of the world. We owe it to ourselves to see the beauty of your creation. We owe it to ourselves to experience different cultures. We owe it to ourselves to experience different cities and different foods. You did not send us to this earth to simply pay bills, have babies, and die. But you sent us that we might rule, reign, conquer, and subdue. That we might rule, reign, conquer, and subdue. And for this, we tell you thank you in the name of Jesus. Father, you showed us this year that we could get things done in different places. Some, they did remote work, but what you were really showing them is that you could get things done in a multitude of places. For some, they went certain places this year. What you were really showing them was that there was more to life than just paying bills and dying. And for that, we say thank you. You showed us, Father, that we can start new stuff in new cities. Come on. You showed us that the oil, the anointing, the favor, it's on us. I don't know who needs to hear this morning on prayer, but you need to hear me. God told Moses, I will make of you a great nation. What's the promises of Genesis 12? I will bless you, which means wherever I go and whatever I do, he puts oil on that. He anoints that. He blesses that. He favors that. You showed us we're bigger than a zip code, but you showed us, God, that you are with us. And if the Lord be with us, who in the world would dare be against us in the name of Jesus? You took us from low places. You took us from broke places. You took us from struggling places. You took us from uncertain places because our certainty, God, we're going to be honest, God, we're not even fully certain of all of what you're doing, but what we're certain is who we're doing it with. Is there anybody on prayer? Well, that's your declaration. God, I don't even know all of what you're doing. I just know that what I'm doing with you. I'm not too certain on exactly what's going to happen these next 6 days. But what I do know, it's going to be the best of this year. I'm not exactly certain exactly how certain things are going to play out. But what I am certain of is who is with me and whom I'm with. Come on, I just need you to say, I'm with the Lord. I'm with the Lord and the Lord is with me. I need you to put both phrases and say both phrases out your mouth. I'm with the Lord and the Lord is with me. I'm with the Lord and the Lord is with me. I'm with the Lord and the Lord is with me. I'm with the Lord and the Lord is with me. I'm with the Lord and the Lord is with me. I'm with the Lord and the Lord is with me. I'm not 100% sure exactly what it's going to look like, but that's okay because I'm with the Lord and the Lord is with me. The Lord is with me and I'm with the Lord. I'm with the Lord and the Lord is with me. I'm with the Lord and the Lord is with me. Don't let us lose you. Don't let us pursue a plan and miss the Prince of Plans. Don't let us pursue a strategy and miss the God of all strategy. We are with you and you are with us. And for that, we tell you thank you in the name of Jesus. Let's go further. Father, this is a year of Jubilee, which means emancipation. And we already covered celebration, emancipation from people, emancipation from places. Here's the next thing, emancipation from things. This year, you showed us certain things do not matter. This year, you've shown us certain things do not have the weight that we think that they have. This year, you showed us, God, that certain things do not, they're not as important as we think they are. This year, you showed us, God, that we don't, that things don't make us, but we make things. This year, you showed us, God, how to simplify. Is there anybody on prayer beside me? You learn how to simplify, where you learn how to do things differently, where you got more done with seemingly less, where you were more productive and it took less to get the same level of productivity. Father, this year you set us free from some people, some places, and some things. Come on. You set us free from some things. You set us free from some things this year. And for that, we tell you thank you. Thank you. Everybody, do me a favor. Like the video. Tell me where you're watching from and share. This year you set us free from some things, God. You set us free from any ounce of materialism. You set us free from thinking that it was the thing that made it when it was really us that made it. We thank you for setting us free. I heard the Lord loud and clear. He said, for some of you, you kept thinking where you lived is what made you. So he shifted where you live so you do more. You kept thinking that the things that you had are what made you, but you made the things that you had. You set us free from some things this year. And for that, God, we say thank you. People, places, things, and ideas. Lastly, God, you set us free from some ideas. There's some ways that we thought. And God, I hear you loud and clear. There's still in these last 6 days, you're going to do the most in our minds. In these last 6 days, you're going to do the most in our minds because there's some freedom we need in our minds. There's some freedom we need in our minds. And in these last 6 days, we're going to get the freedom that we need in our minds because there's still some ideas. There's still some ideologies. There's still some thoughts. But before you do it in the last six, we thank you for the first 359. We thank you for the first 359 days. You have given us freedom in our thoughts, given us freedom in our ideologies, given us freedom in our ideations. You've helped us to see things differently. If that's you, say yes, Lord. You've helped us to process things differently. If that's you, say less, Lord. You've helped us to handle things. We don't handle stuff the way we used to handle it. We don't deal with it the way we used to deal with it. We don't speak about it the way we used to speak about it. We don't move in it the way that we used to move in it because you have shown us. You have shown us, God. And given us freedom from some ideas. You've given us freedom from the idea that we can only do it a certain way. You've given us freedom from the idea that if we didn't do it this way, that it would not work. You are the God that makes ways out of no ways, which means your basic ideology says, I don't care what it looks like, I can turn it into what I want. I don't care what it looks like, I can turn it into something new. I can turn it into something different. I can turn it into something beautiful. I can turn it into something amazing. And we thank you for that in the name of Jesus. Now, finally, God, we thank you that this year, 2023, has not only been a year of emancipation, it's not only been a year of celebration, but it's been a year of restoration. Restoration is when you give us something back better than it was before. And here's the first thing you gave us back better, ourselves. Father, we can testify with 6 days left in this year that we may not be where we want to be, but we are better than we used to be. The thing you gave us back better this year was ourselves. The things you gave us back better this year, we're praying. The thing you gave us back better this year was ourselves. We are better. Come on, y'all. We are better. We are better. You took us through some rough patches to make us better. You took us through some rough scenarios to make us better. You took us through some disappointing experiences to make us better. You have made us better. So before we talk about the restoration of anything else, we thank you for the restoration of us. Because restoration means you take it, you take it, you take it. You take it and you make it better. Then you give it back. You take it, you make it better, you give it back. Restoration does not mean you give us the thing back the same way that it was. Restoration means that you give us back something better than it was. And for that, we tell you, thank you. You have made us better. And we're not perfect, but we're better. We haven't arrived, but we're better. Everything's not done, but we're better. There's so much more for us to accomplish, but we are better. And for that, we tell you thank you in the name of Jesus. Now, finally, God, today, when we look at this year of Jubilee, we pray that, Father, over these last 6 days, you do your best work. Over these last 6 days, you do your best breakthrough, your best blessing. We tell you we're open and we're ready. Can you let them know that? We're open and we're ready for your best. We are open and we are ready for your best. Father, wherever we need to make room for your best, oh God, we make room for it. Wherever we need to move something out the way, we make room for it. Wherever we need to be open, we tell you that we are open. We are open for your best. In the name of Jesus. Come on, tell him I'm open. I'm open. I'm open. He can't give you something you're not open and ready to receive. He can't put something in a closed hand. So we tell you that we are open. We tell you that we are ready. We tell you that, Father, we believe in these last 6 days, you're going to blow our mind. In these last 6 days, we call in favor. We call in breakthrough. We call in resources. We call in money. We call in, Father, seven-figure givers. We call in, Father, business deals. We call in, Father, discounts. We pray that anything we wanted to buy that is about to go on sale for us in the name of Jesus. And we tell you thank you. We believe you saved the best of this year and to the last of this year. We are open and we are ready. Father, don't let us undo the work of Emancipation Celebration and Restoration. Don't let us undo that work. Don't let us revert. Don't let us go back to the way that we thought about it, the way that we saw it, the way that we processed it. We tell you that we're open. We tell you that we're ready. Whatever you want to do, however you want to do it, we are open. But we speak that it must be this, the best. Come on, y'all. We're just about done. We won't go full. We won't go a full hour today. But we're gonna be quick and strong. Father, we tell you that it must be the best. We will not settle for second best. We will not settle for something that's janky. We will not settle for something that's whack. We will not settle for something that's less than. Father, we put these qualifiers on these last 6 days. It must be the best. It must be the best. It must be the best available option. It must be the best in the name of Jesus. Number two, we declare, God, in these last 6 days that it must not only be the best, but God, it's got to be something that releases stress. It's got to be something that releases stress. It cannot be the best and add stress. It's got to be something that releases stress. It's got to be something that relieves stress. It's got to be something that takes weight off and not adds weight to. In the name of Jesus, it must be the best. It must release stress. And finally, God, we pray that it must be something, here it is, that is payback. It must be something that is payback. It must be something that is payback. It must be something that is payback. And for that, we tell you thank you. In Jesus' name, we pray. I don't call him anything so there. And in Jesus' name, we give you glory. Come on, everybody say amen right there. Hey, listen, you all, do me a favor, like the video, tell me why, where you're watching from, and share. When you share, people get saved. When you share, lives are changed. When you share, amazing things happen. Listen, it is 9:37 Eastern Time, 7:37 Mountain Time in the morning. We did prayer a little different today because normally we come together to pray on Monday nights. It'll replay again tonight on Monday night, but I wanted to come early today so that we hit we hit the morning portion of this day with prayer for Christmas, so that that way we made sure we kept God first on his day, right? This is the day to celebrate him. This is not your birthday. This is not your kid's birthday. This is his birthday, or the day we, the world sets aside to honor the birth of Jesus. And so we appreciate the Lord for that. Listen, last three things I want to do. Number one, make sure that you share. When you share, people get saved. Number two, it's my pleasure to be over here on the East Coast, but I'll be headed back to Denver actually here in just a few minutes. So we thank God for that. Again, yesterday, if you missed the testimony, first of all, we're well over 3,000 salvations. I think we're almost to 3,100 of people that have gotten saved so far this year. That happens in part because of your share. So one, can you just click share right now if you haven't shared? When you share, people get saved. Yesterday, I showed you in all three locations, Denver, online, and then Atlanta. Atlanta hasn't launched. We're just building our team there. So that's why we call them Insure Services, because we're just building a team. If you want to build something great, you got to build a team to do it. You can't just show up and say, here we go, we're going to have church. I guess you could do that, but that's not the way God gave me to do it. God gave for me to build a team first. Because when you build a team, that team gets to know your spirit. That team gets to know your heart. You ready? That team gets to go through some of the challenges that are associated with building something from scratch. That team gets to go through some of the things that you have to go through and navigate through whenever you're building something. So at any rate, we thank God for that. But yesterday, almost 20 people got saved in the building yesterday. And we gave away over 2,000 toys between Denver and Atlanta. And then I got this report yesterday evening. And there was tremendous challenges yesterday. So I said, this is going to be a big catch tomorrow night. The venue had issues. And I said, there's going to be a big catch. And there was. In addition to that, they told me, I got this report, that several people had dropped toys off that they wanted to be a blessing. So they said, people who didn't, everybody listen to this, people who did not know who we were, somebody told them about it and said, let us get Bishop Foreman and Harvest Church these toys so they can bless somebody else. What? What? That's crazy. That's crazy. I pray God would have people to show up to bless you out of nowhere the same way. That's amazing. All right. So listen, on this Christmas day, make sure that you share. Number two, we're going to sow into this. And as we get ready to exit, this year, we're going to sow. And so there's two seeds you can sow. There's two seeds that you can sow today. You can do 26 or you can do 52, because I like to double it. So I'm doing the 52. The 52 is the 52 weeks to cover your 24. The 26, the two representing witness, the six representing the last 6 days of this year. I like to double my seed, so I'm doing 52, but I encourage you to sow. How do you sow? Especially if prayer bless you. This will be our last prayer seed of the year. It's our last prayer seed of the year. And so you want to make sure you get this seed in the ground, because this time next year, it'll be a new year. I'll see you next year in terms of prayer. This is the last one of the year, and which is why there's no way we were not going to pray. Now, you all know we'll have our daily pop-ups. We'll do that. We'll have Wednesday Night Live Bible study. The Lord gave me that word for Wednesday. That thing is stupid. It's called Your Yes is a Seed. And that's going to be a powerful word. And then on Sunday morning and in Denver, Sunday evening in Atlanta, online all day. And we're going to end this year. And I'll set the tone for what next year represents. I know next week will be a new year. All right. So if you're going to sow either the 26 or the 52, if you're going to do the 52 with me, just drop 52 in the comments. All right. If you're going to do the 52 with me, that word's going to be powerful. He gave that to me on the airplane yesterday when I was coming in here to Atlanta. So if you're going to sow, use the Cash App, $Bishop Foreman with the number 2. You can use PayPal, Venmo, Zelle, Givenify. That's available. The email is hello@harvestchurch.church. I see a seed coming in. Somebody said, I'm doing both of them, the 52 and the 26. Come on, both of them. I love it. The seeds matter. The seeds matter. 5 and 2 is grace and favor. And there's 52 weeks in the year, which means every year God says, I'm giving you my grace and my favor. You're going to witness it. The 2 is witnessing. You're going to witness it. And so I encourage you to get a seed in the ground. It's your last prayer seed, whether you're doing the 26 to 52, or maybe you want to do more. Let me challenge you. We always do more. And then what are we going to call this seed? We're going to call this seed TLS, the last six. The last six, the last six. Because while we're looking towards 24, I still believe he's going to do something amazing in these last six. That's why it's 26 or 52 to double it. And 52 represents the next 52 weeks of the year. It represents grace, favor, and witnessing. The numbers always matter. So when you sow your seed, that's why I have you to be focused. That's why I have you to be strategic with your seed. There's a principle to it. The Bible says in Genesis 26 that Isaac sowed, and in that same year, now we don't know when he sowed, but the Bible says in the same year he reaped 100-fold, and then the Lord blessed him, which was powerful, which means this, that the reaping wasn't the blessing. The reaping was just a result of his sowing. And so I'm a sower, I'm a giver. Don't be mad at somebody that's a sower that gets blessed. All right, you can use $ Bishop Form, the number 2. You can use PayPal, Venmo, Zelle, Givelify. That's available. The email is hello@harvestchurch.church. All right, I'll come back again, 26 to 52, TLS for the last six. Last but not least, if you're on here today and you're not a Christian, today's your day. Secondly, if you've given your life to the Lord, but you've not been faithful, today's your day to come back to him. Join the almost 3,100 people who have given their lives to the Lord through Harvest Church and online and in buildings. Your life matters to God and it matters to us. And if that's you, you need to become a Christian, recommit yourself to the Lord, or be sure on the count of three, you just do the hand wave emoji or you say it's me. Zero guilt, zero condemnation, zero shame. Everybody's included. Nobody's excluded. Mr. Foreman, what do you mean when you say that? Literally what I said. He died for everybody. He died for everybody, even people you may not like, even people who may have issues that are different than yours and challenges that are different than yours. He died for everybody. And so today, if you need to become a Christian, recommit yourself to the Lord, or be sure wherever you're at, on three, you do that hand wave emoji, you say it's me. One, two, three, respond right where you're at. On Christmas, his presence is your present, but guess what? Give him yourself as a gift. You be a gift back to God. You be a gift back to God. Here I am, God. Here I am, God. I give you me. 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 I am a gift back to my God. I am a gift back to my God. I give you me. I am a gift back to my God. I see you over there on Facebook. I see you right there on TikTok. I see you right there. There's three. There's four. I see you right there. Come on, wherever you're at. Wherever you are at, wherever you're at, if you need to become a Christian, recommit yourself to the Lord, or be sure there's at least one more of you. There's at least one more of you. Lord, I give you me. I give you me. I give you me. You paid the price. So the least I can do is give my life back to you. That's my Christmas gift. That's my Christmas gift. I give you me. You got me, God. You got me. Not only is my search over, but while Father, I've committed my life. That for you, people used to say, for God I live, for God I die. For God I live, and for God I live better. I live better. There's five. I see you on YouTube. Wherever you're at, if you need to become a Christian, recommit yourself to the Lord, or just lock that thing down and be sure. Because sometimes the enemy, you'll get involved in some stuff, and the enemy will tell you, God don't want you no more. God ain't with you no more. Oh, but you better hit me. This is why he always leaves the light on. What's that motel or hotel chain used to say? Will leave the light on for you. God leaves the light on. If you need to become a Christian, recommit yourself to the Lord, or be sure. There are six. You do the hand wave emoji, say it to me. Respond. I'm going to count down from three, and we're going to pray, and we're going to go 3, 2, 1. If that's you, Motel 6. Okay, leave the light on for you. Thank you, Cardina. All right, thank you all. Everybody, pray this prayer with me. Say, Father, thank you for dying in my place. And what are we at? 6 salvations. That's a Motel 6 saying, and we had 6 salvations. Say, Father, thank you for dying in my place. Thank you for your love for me. I confess with my mouth and I believe in my heart that you are my Lord and my Savior. Give me the grace to be a faithful Christian from this day forward. If I fall or if I fail, give me the grace to get right back up again. Today is the beginning of the rest of my, and 6 days, come on, Maria, of the rest of my life. And for that, I give you praise in Jesus' name. Amen. You just prayed that prayer or recommitted yourself to the Lord. Bible says you save from what, Bishop? Save from hell. That's good news. Number two, save from yourself. That's good news, because we've seen some of the stuff you've done. Let's be honest. If God don't help you, ooh-wee, we're saved from ourselves. And then finally, we are saved from having to figure this thing called life out on our own. We are saved. All right. And I want to encourage you, text Harvest to 55498. Enter the option for salvation when that menu of options comes in. Let us walk you through it. Some of you, you're saved, but you need a shepherd. I'm your shepherd. You know I'm your shepherd. Quit playing with me. Quit playing in my face. Right? You know I'm your shepherd. You know, but Bishop, I don't live in Denver. I don't live in Atlanta. The truth is, you don't have to. This is a spiritual connection. And spirits are not limited or bound by geographic territory. So maybe you're in Arizona. Maybe you're in New York. Maybe you're in California. Maybe you're in Florida. Maybe you're in Texas. Maybe you're in South Africa. Maybe you are in Sri Lanka. Wherever you are, wherever you are, wherever you are, if you know I'm your shepherd, let's connect. Let's make this thing official. What is joining the church mean? It just means I've identified my voice. That's it. Because people come, people go. You're not connecting to the people. You're connecting to the man. You're connecting to the voice. You're connecting to your shepherd. And if you know that's what I am for you, Jeremiah 3:15, and I will give you shepherds after my own heart. If you're in England, come on, England, all you have to do, you text Harvest to 55498, and you enter the option there for Join HC. Be a part of the family. You can serve anywhere, too. The majority of our dream team now is not in a building. They serve online. That's crazy to me. But what is God doing? He gave us Jubilee this year. He showed us we could get more done through technology. He showed us this year we could reach more people online. We've seen so much. The majority of that, almost 3,100 people that have gotten saved, I've never met. I've never seen. It's been right here. And part of that has been because of your share. So to God be the glory for that. Now, y'all, let me just say this. If playing in my face has like a double entendre meaning, I just want to say, meaning like it has another meaning besides the literal what it sounds like. I just want you to know, I don't know the other meaning. Why do I tell you that? Because I remember one year, guys, we're done. I remember one year I was preaching and I had heard the phrase Netflix and chill. Wave at me if you've ever heard that phrase, Netflix and chill. Well, when I first heard that phrase, this is what, 2017, 2018, I don't know, something like that. When I first heard that phrase, I said, oh, okay, you're watching Netflix and chilling. I'm thinking like, God, let's chill. I'm thinking it's God. Somebody walked to me, one of our interns after church there in the former Royal Campus. We were doing our post-church meeting. She said, sir, do you know what that meant? I said, right. Just you're watching Netflix and chilling. You're just relaxing. I said, duh. She's like, no, sir. It means something else. She's like, let's chill. I said, I said, I didn't know that's what that meant. I said, y'all got to stop changing the meanings of things. Y'all got to stop this. So when I, just so you know, that playing in my face, if it means something else, okay, I don't know the other meaning. I just mean literally what I said, okay? It means something else, y'all. Okay, if you didn't know until, if you were this years old, if you were today years old, where you just found out what that meant, just give me a thumbs up. If you were today years old, because I'm looking at these comments, some of y'all, you just found out too. Bishop, I thought that too. And I made it a title on my paper. My professor was so upset. Listen, people got to stop changing the meanings of things. Like, it's too much. Just let it mean what it is. See, look, I see several thumbs up of people saying, I just found out today. All right. Listen, guys, I love you. I pray that you have an amazing Christmas. I pray that my gift to you is my consistency. My gift to you is God's word. My gift to you is knowing that you're not going to get on here and go one of these lives and hear a bunch of mess. You're going to get God's word to speak life into your life. Whatever you sow, you put a six in it. There's 26 or 52. If you want to do more than that, you do more than that. You're going to call it LTS for the last, these last six, or excuse me, TLS for these last six for the last 6 days of this year. And so we play again tonight at our normal time, but I want to encourage you. Somebody said, you're getting old. No, I'm not. I rebuke that in Jesus' name. I get younger as I age. I'm like wine. I get better over time. I'm getting better. And I know you just mean it in a nice, fun way, but I'm getting better. Have an amazing day, you all. Pray for me. I'm headed back to Denver here in a few minutes. And I love you guys. And Atlanta, don't forget, we'll be back next Sunday night, 6 p.m. I saw some comments on TikTok. Next Sunday night, 6 p.m. for our New Year's interest service. We'll be in Denver next Sunday, 9:15 for our New Year's Eve celebration that morning, and then online all day. You can get all that in our app, text Harvest to 55498. And then our pop-ups every day this week, we'll be doing our pop-ups. And then Wednesday night Bible study, it's the last Bible study of the year. So you do not want to miss that. 7 o'clock Mountain, 9 o'clock Eastern on Wednesday night. All right, prioritize the Lord during this time. Don't get caught up into the stuff people getting caught up. Yep, about Ava, yep. Bible study on Wednesday. Can I tell you one thing about me? It's consistency. You're going to get consistency from me. We've canceled church once in 17 years. And the only reason we canceled is because it was a blizzard. And I waited until 5 o'clock to cancel because I was like, well, maybe this snow gonna be gone. So the staff came to the office, to the building back and when that happened. And I said, well, maybe this is going to be gone. And I waited until like 5 o'clock to cancel. And we really didn't cancel because we just did church by phone. It was before streaming was a thing. We did church by phone. So consistency is the name of my game. I don't like canceling stuff. Again, we're doing prayer a little different today. It's a little shorter, but we're still at 49 minutes. It's a little shorter on purpose. And we kept it moving. All right. I love you guys. Have an amazing day. Get your seat in the ground, 26 or 52. I encourage many of you to join me and sow that 52 for today. For these last six, but whatever you do, you sow something. You have 26 or 52, you sow something and seal these last 6 days of this year. All right. I love you guys. Have an amazing day. Make sure that you share. And again, the giving methods, let me give you those to you. I see your question. $ Bishop Form with the number 2, PayPal, Venmo, Zelle, Givelify. Remember that, Chrissy, PayPal, Venmo, Zelle, Givelify. That's available to email us. hello@harvestchurch.com. Now, churches, just go to our website, harvestchurch.church. And if you want to use text to give, like I'm about to give it on my phone in just a second, you text Harvest to 55498 and you get all the text to give information. I love you guys. Go share this. Have an amazing Christmas. Prayer was powerful. I love you. And the only alteration I made to prayer is that it's 10 minutes shorter. But we're going to stay consistent. I love you guys. Shalom. Make sure you share. Love you.